This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two people were killed, three others injured in a knife attack on London Bridge. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, the attacker was shot dead by police in what is being called a terrorist incident.
Witnesses saw a man with a knife being wrestled to the ground by people who were nearby. Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu says police responded.
A male suspect was shot by specialist armed officers from the City of London Police, and I can confirm that this suspect died at the scene.
Basu says the man was wearing a fake bomb vest, and this is being treated as a terrorist incident. Prime Minister Boris Johnson praises the people who tackled the suspect.
For me, they represent the very best of our country, and I thank them.
Police say they aren't looking for anyone else. Basu says officers are keeping an open mind as to a motive. I'm Ed Donahue.
And early Saturday, police identified the attacker as 28-year-old Usman Khan, who had previously been convicted on terrorism-related charges but was released from prison last year. In the Netherlands, three people were injured in a stabbing attack in the Hague Central Shopping District. National broadcaster NOS, citing unnamed sources, said that at the moment there was no indication of a terrorist motive. Police launched a manhunt to search for the suspect after the attack Friday evening. The police spokeswoman says that they are searching for a man in a gray tracksuit.
Around 7:45, we received a notion that there was a stabbing incident here. Three people are hurt, and we are looking for a suspect right now.
Police said the victims are receiving treatment at a local hospital. They said the stabbing happened in an area near the city's historic center, and it was busy, full of holiday shoppers. North Korea made perhaps its most direct threat to resume longer-range missile tests, warning Saturday may soon launch a real ballistic missile in the vicinity of Japan. Pyongyang has carried out 13 rounds of short or medium-range launches